Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of resilience and wisdom. I'm Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a storm of chaos. Ever get that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once? You know what I'm talking about, deadlines piling up, relationships getting rocky, and your inner monologue sounding like a broken record player stuck on anxiety. But here's the thing. Amidst all that turbulence, there's a quiet oasis within us, our inner peace. It's not some mythical land we need to escape to, it's a state of mind we can cultivate right here, right now. Today, we're diving into the powerful Stoic philosophy of cultivating inner peace, even when life throws its worst at you. Let me lay out 5 key takeaways that are gonna arm you with the tools to weather any storm. First, accept what you can't control. This is a big one, folks. We tend to spend so much energy stressing over things outside our realm of influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, global events. The list goes on. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Let go of the need to micromanage everything, and trust that some things are simply beyond your grasp. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever notice how when you're glued to your phone or lost in thought, you miss out on the beauty of a simple sunset or the warmth of a cup of coffee? Mindfulness is about being fully present in each moment, savoring the good, and acknowledging the bad without letting it consume us. Take a few deep breaths, really feel your feet grounded on the floor, and appreciate the little things. Third, reframe negative thoughts. Our minds are powerful, but they can also be sneaky saboteurs. When those negative thoughts creep in, "I can't do this, this is hopeless, everyone hates me," challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? Often, reframing negative thoughts into more balanced and realistic ones can shift your entire perspective. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, folks, gratitude is like a superpower. When you focus on the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day, it shifts your energy from negativity to positivity. Keep a gratitude journal, express appreciation to those around you, and celebrate even the smallest victories. And finally, remember that adversity builds resilience. Think of challenges as opportunities for growth. Each time you overcome a hurdle, you build strength and wisdom. You're not defined by your setbacks, you're defined by how you bounce back. So embrace the storms, learn from them, and emerge stronger on the other side. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're hiking up a steep mountain trail. The path is rocky, the weather is unpredictable, and there are moments when you feel like giving up. But then you look up and see the breathtaking view from the summit, the vast expanse of the world below, bathed in golden sunlight. That's what inner peace feels like. That sense of calm and clarity amidst the chaos, knowing that you have the strength to navigate any terrain. We've talked about accepting what we can't control, practicing mindfulness, reframing negative thoughts, cultivating gratitude, and remembering that adversity builds resilience. 5 powerful tools to unlock your inner peace. But remember, folks, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing practice, a journey of self-discovery. So, take these insights, experiment with them, see what resonates with you. And don't forget to share your experiences. Let's build a community of strength and resilience together. Join the conversation on social media, leave a review, or tell a friend about Fortitude First. Because remember, every day is a chance to cultivate that inner peace, no matter what storms life throws our way. Until next time, keep your chin up, your heart open, and your stoic spirit strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.